This is Talk of the Nation Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. A bit later in the hour, we'll look at money earmarked for science in the coming year. But first, steroids. Steroids are in the news again. In February, the Attorney General, John Ashcroft, took the Bay Area Laboratory Cooperative, or BALCO, to court with allegations of distributing steroids to top athletes. The company is accused of supplying athletes with performance-enhancing drugs. Last week, the San Francisco Chronicle published what it says was grand jury testimony of two Yankee players and one San Francisco Giant player who reportedly admitted using BALCO's chemicals. Could steroids and drugs with names like the Clear, the Cream, ZMA, THG, and human growth hormone, could they be the downfall of a few great athletes? Marion Jones may be stripped of her 5 gold medals if Olympic officials feel she used drugs. Barry Bonds may break Babe Ruth's home run record, but his alleged grand jury testimony may mute that celebration. The Yankees' Jason Giambi, who reportedly admitted to the grand jury of his drug usage, has suffered from a mysterious illness that has kept him from playing, and his ragged appearance makes him the poster child for the issue. So what do these drugs do to your body? Don't athletes understand the risks? What about teenage athletes who feel pressured to excel, who want to be like the major leaguers? What kinds of risks do they face? We'll talk about it this hour with a sports physician if you'd like to join in. Our number 1-800-989-8255. Lynn Goldberg is a professor of medicine and head of the Division of Health Promotion and Sports Medicine at the Oregon Health and Science University in Portland, Oregon. He is also involved with Olympic drug testing and heads a program aimed at keeping young athletes off steroids. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Can you give us an idea of the effect? Why do athletes take steroids? We've heard about it in different forms. What's the truth here?
Well, essentially they take that to become a sort of a super male. Anabolic steroids are the name of synthetic substances are related to the male sex hormones or androgens, most notably testosterone. And they promote the growth of skeletal muscle, muscles of the body, and male sexual characteristics. That's why they're called androgenic. And so the more you take, the more receptors there are, you build more protein, so you become bigger, you become stronger, you can become faster.
And so if Marion Jones, a woman, was taking the drugs, would they have the same effect?
They would. In fact, she would need less to have an effect. You essentially can turn a woman into a male. And because a woman has very little testosterone, produce some androgens in their body, but not to the same level as men. So giving them a male's dose will dramatically change them.
Is it possible to take steroids and to test to clean for them?
Yes.
In what way?
Well, there are masking agents that you can take. The typical steroid test is a test of testosterone to epitestosterone, which is a breakdown product. And so if you take, in the past, people took epitestosterone, you could take that and mask that. Likewise, there are other masking agents, and there's some types of steroids made in laboratories that are not known, so they're not detectable. That was the case for some of these designer steroids like THG that became known because a coach sent in the THG so they could find it. There was a problem in the heating process. It sort of disintegrated, so you couldn't really detect that substance. So there are probably a number of substances, a number of steroids you can make in a laboratory that will render it undetectable by current methods.
What are some of the other performance-enhancing drugs that athletes are taking?
Well, some of them, most notably, is growth hormone. And growth hormone is a substance. It's not a steroid. That's produced by the pituitary gland. And genetically, we now can make genetic copies of growth hormone, and it's virtually undetectable. Those are the two major ones. The other ones, for muscle building, the other ones are erythropoietin and darbepoietin are two drugs that simulate the kidney's effect that stimulates red blood cells. So you have more red blood cells, more oxygen-carrying capacity, so you can win events. There are notable skiers, cross-country skiers, who have taken them and lost their medals in the last the Olympics in Salt Lake City, and there's a number of cyclists who have used these, and a number of European cyclists have died because their blood gets too thick. They have too many red blood cells, and when you exercise, you dehydrate. Your blood then sludges and causes blood clots.
Mm-hmm. That's you hate it when that happens. It's not a good thing.
You do. It's not good, and it's not fun.
Tell us what some of the other negative side effects of these drugs are.
Well, if you take a look at just, we can stick with the steroids first. It all depends on how they manufacture the drug. If there's a substitution, it's called the C17 alpha alkylated drugs. Those are done for oral agents. The first one, Dianabol, which was called the Breakfast of Champions, came around about 40 years ago. That drug was one that, because it had to be alkylated like this, caused more liver toxicity. Mm-hmm. So people could get jaundice and have much more toxic effects on the liver. There's acne, some of the superficial things. It's sort of heightened adolescence. Acne, greater aggression. It changes you psychologically. There are blood clotting changes that can occur with steroids. One is because it increases the amount of those same red blood cells. Another one is it changes clotting factors, increase in cardiovascular risk factors, and that includes a reduction in your good HDL cholesterol, an increase in your bad LDL cholesterol. It can change because some of these, not all of them, but some of them get what we call aromatized, and they change actually into testosterone, into the other steroid, the feminine steroid, estrogen. So a male can get breasts. Likewise, because of the androgenic, the male-like effect on all these substances, when a woman takes it, their voice can be permanently lowered. They can get facial hair. Their clitoris can enlarge. And so these are the kinds of things sort of masculinizing the woman. Then there can be, of course, hair loss, high blood pressure, and then certain tumors have been described, kidney, prostate, and liver.
And athletes are willing to trade this, to make that Faustian bargain.
Well, we know that that's not a rhetorical question.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Now, you talked about Jason Giambi.
Right.
He received a $120 million contract, and that probably was based on some of the effects of steroids did to his ability to hit a baseball, so he could hit it further or swing a heavier bat as quickly as a lighter bat. So that he made a choice to do that, and his choice ended up gaining him $120 million, and I'll bet you he was all smiles when that occurred. I don't think he is probably smiling today.
Do you think that the symptoms of the illnesses he's had has come from his steroid use?
You know, I don't really know. All I know is what I've read in the papers, and I've heard about a tapeworm. I heard that he came to camp and it was a new training regime. There were a lot of stories. Which ones are true? Which ones are false? What are his real symptoms? We don't know because we don't have his medical history. Hmm. But it's pretty common that when someone goes off these anabolic steroid agents, that they can suffer depression, that they, because their body can't sustain that muscle mass, and because their testicles have often shrunk to small levels because you're using an outside testosterone, and your body thinks it's got enough, so your testicles don't work anymore. So your testicles shrink, and then when you stop using the testosterone or anabolic steroids, then you don't have any testosterone yourself, and so then your muscle mass starts losing and going away.
You had a program aimed at keeping kids off steroids. Is this really being used in high school levels?
It's being used from Hawaii to Puerto Rico. It's being used in some schools. We've done trainings in New York, in Massachusetts, in Kansas, in California. We're going to Tennessee.
Do the kids listen? Do they hear what you're saying?
We have evidence that they don't hear what we say. No, that's not the way this is presented. It's important that that in Atlas, and we have a program for young women that works as well, that was just published last month in the Archives of Pediatrics and Adolescent Medicine. Most important, there are no adult lectures. It's a student-athlete-led program where students teach students with the help of their coach. That's most important. It's not outside people coming in.
Yeah. And do you get good results?
Absolutely. We had a greater than 50% reduction in new steroid use. But beyond that, we had a reduction, significant reduction in alcohol, marijuana, narcotics, and amphetamine use. We had a reduction in drinking and driving, an improvement in nutrition habits, and kids got stronger and they felt better.
Hmm.
So that was against a control group of a number of students. And this was done, the first study was done with over 3,200 athletes over 3 years.
Can you recognize in kids the usage and, you know, urge them to get help, or can a doctor recognize it? Or
it's hard. It's difficult to do. If you think of it as heightened adolescent, it can cause aggression, it can cause acne. So you're looking at the physical changes that can occur. Some of the liver changes you can't even detect unless you scan. Blood-filled liver cysts can occur, and you can't detect it by an enzyme. You can't detect it by a physical examination. You can ultrasound it. You can do imaging.
What about body shape or size or something?
Sure. In some people, there were mesomorphs. Some people have more muscle. Adolescence is a time with growth and development, growth spurts. But this seems to be an abnormal growth spurt that a person has. But interestingly for the adolescent, what happens to them is because their body is tricked into thinking they're older, if they're not fully grown, they could stop growing permanently and be stunted at that height.
Wow. I would think that shrinking testicles might also.
That is a very good way that is portrayed in the Atlas program, not in the Athena program for the girls. We don't talk about testicles with the young women.
We only have about a minute left. Do you think that there's this whole issue of medicine and sports, you know, and is going to be resolved, or is just going to go on? You think we'll just find better ways to hide it, and then we'll be playing that, you know, defense game all along here.
I think it will go on and on. However, I think that it's critical for the middle and high school students that we affect them, and these athletes can affect them. And there are many more kids using steroids than are in Major League Baseball.
Is that right?
There's about 1 million users of anabolic steroids among teens, and there's not that many users when you count up. If you counted up everyone in Major League Baseball, in the NFL, there's not that many users compared to the kids. So it's the kids that's really what's really important.
Wow, you're right. There are only maybe a couple thousand leagues.
And you're talking about a million kids who have used. In the latest youth risk behavior survey, the girls admitted, ninth grade girls, 7.3% admitted to using anabolic steroids.
Yeah, those are the ones who admitted it. Dr. Goldberg, thank you very much for taking time to talk with us.
My pleasure.
Lynn Goldberg, professor of medicine, head of the Division of Health Promotion and Sports Medicine at the Oregon Health and Science University in Portland. We're going to take a break, switch gears, and talk about budgets, the science budget, the U.S. science budget, what's in it, what's not in it, what got money, what didn't get money. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.